This is an RNIB talking book.
Five on Kiran Island Again by Enid Blyton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Five on Kiran Island Again.
Chapter 1. A letter for George. Anne was trying to do some of her prep in a corner of the common room when her cousin George came bursting in. George was not a boy. She was a girl called Georgina. But because she had always wanted to be a boy, she insisted on being called George. So, George she was. She wore her curly hair cut short, and her bright blue eyes gleamed angrily now as she came towards Anne.
Anne, I've just had a letter from home, and what do you think? Father wants to go and live on my island to do some special work, and he wants to build a sort of tower or something in the castle yard.
The other girls looked up in amusement, and Anne held out her hand for the letter that George was waving at her. Everyone knew about the little island off Kirin Bay that belonged to George. Kirin Island was a tiny place with an old ruined castle in the middle of it, the home of rabbits and gulls and jackdaws. It had underground dungeons in which George and her cousins had had one or two amazing adventures. It had once belonged to George's mother, and she had given it to George. And George was very fierce where her precious Kirin Island was concerned. It was hers.